men. I'm George Meyer.
I'm Philip Lee.
And this is Manforge. Our topic of discussion for today is prayer. It's kind of a broad topic, but we're going to break it down and make it simple. Prayer is communion with God. That's it. Sometimes there's a lot of confusion. Sometimes our upbringing tells us, you know, we have to have folded hands and eyes closed or on our knees. Communion with God can happen anywhere, can happen in any of those positions, folded hands, on your knees. There's a place and a time for that, but it's more than that.
Absolutely. And prayer is not some kind of ritual witchcraft where you say the word and spirits move or whatever. Prayer really is living with the Holy Spirit every moment of our lives. And Apostle Paul gave this command, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and be thankful for all things, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you. So if me or George or you want to live like Jesus Christ for God, then praying without ceasing is a daily discipline.
There's also other commands in the Bible that tells us there's two general ways of praying, with our understanding and without our understanding, in the Spirit. Again, there's some confusion about the different types of prayer within our understanding, and we're going to kind of work through those quickly. Supplication is like I'm petitioning God on behalf of another believer. So a lot of times we use intercession. Intercession is another type, but it's when we're interceding for the lost, right? So supplication is interceding for a believer. Intercession is interceding for the lost. There's a prayer of consecration where I'm laying my life down, as Jesus said, in the garden. Jesus prayed a prayer of consecration saying, not my will, but yours be done.
Yeah, so long story short, we really need to understand different types of prayers as different ways of interaction. Interactions, just like we interact differently with different people in different ways, and the same with God. Like prayers to God, for other people, or for our needs, they are all valid. And there's a healthy proportion of some of them, depending on the season. But we, bottom line, need to know that we need all of them, and as much as possible in understanding and or not with understanding.
Yeah, there are a couple more with understanding. We talked about supplication, consecration, intercession. There's the prayer of faith. You can't have a prayer of salvation and commit your life or a prayer for healing without a prayer of faith. The prayer of agreement is similar, but it's two people, two or more, in agreement, asking the Lord for something or petitioning the Lord for something. That's the next one, petition, where I'm asking the Lord for a specific thing for myself, right? And lastly is praise. A lot of people may not think that praise is a type of prayer, but when we redefine it as communion with God, praise is absolutely prayer. Again, those are the types with understanding. So of those mentioned types of or mentioned methods of praying with understanding, what would you say is the way that you tend to pray the most?
And I just would like to add, pray without ceasing as a command is the flip side of the same coin of Jesus's command of love each other. Because without praying, without ceasing, we cannot love each other, period. We cannot forgive, cannot overlook, cannot see the best as God sees in ourselves and others. So, yeah, what do we pray mostly? If we focus mostly on ourselves, it's really unhealthy.
Along with the prayers of understanding, there's praying in the Spirit. Most probably here at Heritage, they understand that that's praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues, praying in your heavenly language. The Bible talks about it as, if we were going to use modern words, it would be like, you pray in tongues to charge up your battery, right? You build yourself up. That's what it says in the Bible. You build yourself up in the faith. You build yourself up. The Holy Spirit prays perfectly for the situation. when we're praying, all whether with understanding or in the Holy Spirit, we're being unctioned by Him. So we understand these. We'll go into the nuances of all these, but the bottom line is unctioned by the Holy Spirit in both understanding and without understanding.
Praying without understanding is equally important. I just want to emphasize. So bottom line is to pray without ceasing. If we don't have understanding or understandable word to pray, we can always pray without understanding. And that is much like pre-authorization to God to do things, and we just agree beforehand. And I've done that. God's used that praying the Spirit to help my family move down to Cincinnati and find a church, Heritage, in short months, within a short period. But I prayed without understanding. And at times, it's necessary because it's better for me not to know the details, to act in faith. So that's some testimony to confirm, yes, it does exist, it does help. But ultimately, like my testimony, it does take our cooperation. God Absolutely. Only works with cooperation and obedience.
Yeah, we have to be in line with Him. So lastly, I'm going to leave you with a question. Can I pray in silence without saying words at all? In prayer, obviously this is a deep topic. There's lots of scriptures. We've had to condense it down. We only had two questions this time. What mentioned method of prayer of understanding is the way I pray the most? And number two, can I pray in silence, even without words? So that's it for this episode of ManForge. We look forward to seeing you in person, 8 p.m. on Monday here at Heritage Fellowship. We'll see you there.